Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. And Gwyneth in Australia, welcome.
Hello, Vincent. How are you today?
Well, really, really well. Gwyneth, I need to have an announcement, a very quick announcement before we get into the meat of today's class. Class, today is a, I think you'll find today to be quite interesting. And I have a an advisory that I'd like to share with you all. You may find that the discussion about entrapment, which is going to be the topic for just a couple of minutes at the beginning of this class, you might find it to be entrapping. Now, if you think that you might find that you're going to be entrapped, please turn your dial to something else. Okay? But if you want to hear what we're going to say, then you might want to leave your dial right where it is at USA Prepares. So here is a little bit about entrapment. So what is entrapment? Well, entrapment is it's causing someone to conduct himself or herself differently as they normally would. Another way of saying that is using persuasion or other means to cause a person to engage in conduct that the person would not be predisposed to do. Another way of saying that is to induce someone to commit an offense that they not or that they would not normally commit. Okay? That is what entrapment is. Now, in the state of Indiana, their code 35-41-3-9, entrapment, says that it's a defense that, number one, the prohibited conduct of a person was the product of a law enforcement officer or his agent using persuasion or other means likely to cause the person to engage in the conduct that the person was not predisposed to. Okay? So that means pushing you into doing something that you wouldn't normally do. That's entrapment. Now, why am I telling you this? Because we received in the mail a notice, a first toll notice, from a organization called Riverlink. Riverlink. Their website is riverlink.com. Now, what does that mean? This is a company that I believe is trying to pose as government, but it's a corporation. And they manage several bridges. They manage the toll bridges in Indiana, the Lincoln Bridge, the Kennedy Bridge, and the Lewis and Clark Bridge. And they sent us a bill for $8.84 for two tolls. Now, here's what happened. On Interstate 64, if you're traveling along Interstate 64, periodically and intermittently, there's road construction. And they put up these signs that say detour. So all the traffic takes the detour. The next thing you know, you're going over a toll bridge that's $4.42 each way. So the detour is for both directions, if you're coming or you're going. You get detoured onto this toll bridge. Well, this organization, Riverlink, in 2020, found that they slightly exceeded their revenue expectations. So what are they doing? They do what all organizations that are linked at the hip to governments do. They raise their rates. Now, why did I mention entrapment? Because on the bottom of this statement, it says that, let's see, where is it? Toll disputes. You may dispute any or all tolls listed under the financial transaction summary of this invoice. Okay. So, naturally, I'm going to dispute it. And I'm going to cite the Indiana Code of Entrapment. Because if they've got signs that say detour, and if you stop on the middle of the bridge to figure out what you should do because you don't understand where you should be going, you know, to like look at a map, because not everybody has a cell phone, right? Not everybody has a TomTom. Not everybody has a Garmin device to tell them which way to go. So if you're traveling along and you see a sign that says detour and you decide, what are my options? You stop on that bridge, you're probably going to get yourself killed by an 18-wheeler or other traffic that's traveling at whatever the rated speed or higher than the rated speed for that particular location. So stopping is not a viable option. So you keep going, and you only have seconds to make a decision. But everybody goes along with the detour mandate. You must go this way. Those are those orange signs that say detour. Next thing you know is in the mail, you get a statement, you know, like a month or two later. And it shows a picture of a vehicle, and it shows a picture of your license, and that's how they know where you are. And if you don't pay it, there's additional fines that are going to be levied. So, for example, if you don't pay it, if you don't pay it within 30 days, there's a $5 fee. Another 30 days, a $30 fee, and another 30 days after that, it's a $60 fee. So they keep increasing the fees. So they're kind of encouraging you to pay this invalid statement, invalid because it's entrapment. So I'm going to respond to this statement and indicate the Indiana code that I'm referring to, because they indicated the code that tells me I will pay this. I wasn't driving. I wasn't even in the vehicle. Okay. And according to the images, you can't see who was in the vehicle because it was at night. So they're making me pay for something that I didn't do. And if I had done it, it would be because I was entrapped. So my first defense is going to be entrapment. And then I'm going to say, I'm going to write that out. And then I'm going to say that any additional communication regarding this matter is available at the rate of $1,000 per hour consulting fee with an 8-hour minimum, should you decide to pursue this matter. Thank you very much, Vincent Finelli. Any comments, Gwyneth? I'm frosted. Who do these people think they are?
Yeah, that's called, that's got a name. It's called highway robbery.
10-4. 10-4. And class, let me just make one other comment, then please continue after this, Gwyneth. So .com, this organization is called riverlink.com, riverlink.com. Now, .com is reserved for commercial for-profit websites. Let me say that a different way. Reserved for commercial for-profit websites. .org is for not-for-profit organizations. .net is for network-related domains. .edu is for educational institutions in the United States of America. .gov is for government entities in the United States of America. .mil is for U.S. military use. So if they were a government entity, they would use .gov. They are not a government entity. They are related to the government, and they're using .com, so it's a commercial for-profit website. These guys are in business with the Department of Transportation, Indiana Department of Transportation, to fleece anybody who happens to be on Interstate 64 in that area where they're doing intermittent work. So the work starts, stops. You don't know when it's going to be there. And if you're from out of town, you're going to be fleeced. And revenue is up. And so now this organization is doing the unthinkable. They are going to, they have had a joint board of the Louisville Southern Indiana Ohio River Bridge Project. And they met and they are going to install gantries, which are posts, and they're going to put traffic cameras, license plate readers, etc., on these gantries so that they can enhance the fleecing of the travelers. Gwyneth, back to you.
Well, that's called having a highwayman's cartel. It's just now, instead of a guy with a mask and a triclone hat and a pair of flintlock pistols standing by the side of the road, they've got a camera, because this is the 21st century. So the only thing that's changed is that technology has progressed. But the end result is the same, that there's somebody who is standing by the side of the road with a force of arm convincing you to hand over your hard-earned currency. That's how it is. You know, and then, back in the, 16th, 17th, and 18th century, when you had highway robbers on the road, what they would do is they would drag branches across the road so that the coach was compelled to at least slow down and probably stop. And that's when the highwaymen, probably plural highwaymen, would jump out of the bushes on the side of the road on horseback, and they would go one in front, one behind, and hold flintlocks to everybody's heads and say, stand and deliver your money or your life. You're not getting out of here alive. You hand over your, hard-earned currency. And so you would have to hand over something, or they might very well kill you. Now, these guys, they're not probably going to kill you outright. But you're right, Vincent, they're going to give you a hard time. And it's robbery. It is absolute robbery. And it's robbery with entrapment. So the guy dragging the branch across the road is entrapping you, because the coach can't very easily go backwards, can't go forwards, and he won't let you take that branch off the road until you hand it over some cash to him. That's how highway robbery used to work back in the day. But like I say, this is the 21st century, and we have electronic devices, but the end of the world is much the same. And it doesn't matter if it's $8.50 or $850 or $8,500. The principle is the same, and if it starts at $8.50, you can guarantee that down the line, the price is going to go up and up and up and up, and their hands are going to go deeper and deeper and deeper into people's pockets, unless people refuse to put up with it. Does that make sense to me?
Oh, it absolutely does make sense. It absolutely makes sense. And as you said, they enforce their edicts, their made-up codes, at the muzzle of a gun. And all of these states seem to talk to each other and communicate and share data to further ensnare us.
Stop now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, M.D., discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the
mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So here in the Wild West, the late 1800s, highwaymen used to do exactly what Gwyneth mentioned. They would take branches and tree limbs and they'd put them across the dirt paths, dirt roads. And the stagecoach would slow down. It had to. And that's when the holdup would happen. And the guys that would be doing the holdups were armed robbers. Kind of like the guys who are doing the holdups today. They wore handkerchiefs or neckerchiefs over their face so that you couldn't distinguish who they were. And they're still wearing them. They still wear them today. They don't want you to see who they are. They wear these big reflective glasses. They turn on the light so you can't see. Same kind of thing happens. And except it's indirect. You know, they give you a bill so that you can send your payment in rather than directly have you withdraw money from your wallet. Now, maybe they do both. So what you learn today is that Vincent is not going to take this without doing battle. I'm talking about battle on paper. I am not going to do it. Now, I could go to the website and I could make my side of the case known via the website, but that's way too easy. No, I'm going to do it with paper and a first-class stamp, and I'm going to send it in. I'm going to keep a copy here for myself, and I will drag this out ad infinitum. And they'll say, you know what? This guy is such a pain in the neck. This $8 and change, $8.84, it's not worth it. Let's go fleece other fish. Class, you don't have to take it. If you think you're right and you think it's bona fide that you're right, you can fight, okay? And one way of fighting is if you're fleeced with a credit card and someone sells you something that is not as described, or on eBay, not as described, no longer do I hesitate and think, well, maybe that guy's a nice guy. Maybe that guy really wasn't trying to fleece me. And maybe the picture shows a size 3 and it's really a size 1, and you know, it's the pictures are deceiving, the description's deceiving, the materials are substandard, it's made in China, the seller is in Los Angeles, California, you know, direct link to Asia, and sells a lot of Chinese junk. Maybe they're trying to fleece me. And I don't hesitate. If I believe I've been fleeced, I click on that little button on eBay, not as described. And boy, that really puts a damper in these guys that are trying to sell things not as described, because I get my money back right away. What I say is not as described, I want to send it back. Please send me a prepaid shipping label, and I will put it in the U.S. Postal Service system, and you'll get it back. I don't want it. It's junk. It's not as described. And bang, what always happens is they say, you know what, we don't want it back either. Just throw it away, and here's your money back. So, class, you don't have to take it. There are too many people fleecing too many of us. You don't have to take it. So if there's any lesson that you've learned so far in today's class, in the first 36, 7 minutes, today's class, that's what you've learned. Gwyneth, any comments before we move on?
Yeah, I don't think that anyone should ever put up with substandard stuff. And, you know, I haven't lived on this earth as long as you have, but even since I was a child and a youth and, you know, a young woman, the quality of stuff has gone downhill. And I bought a, you know, the thing is, I thought that when you were an adult, then your feet stopped growing, right? So you get to a certain age, and the bones of your feet don't get any longer as you get older, right? Why is it that I am now a pint of bourbon fruit, whereas up until a few years ago, I was always a size 10? Why is that?
Well,
I buy a size 10 boots, and they do not fit. They never fit, and my feet get cramped, and they get sore, and I have to search out the size 11 boots just so that
I have an answer. I have the answer. And I'll tell you what it is. I know what the answer is.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Biden placed a sanction on Russia for invading Ukraine, critics are saying this is a weak response. It targets a couple of Russian banks and prevents them from using Western banks to conduct business. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says this did not deter Russia, and we can expect more Russian aggression.
Every indication is that Russia continues to plan for a full-scale attack on Ukraine.
It should be noted the House and the Senate are on recess, and like you and me are watching and waiting for the next steps taken by Russian President Vladimir Putin and President Biden. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has approved hundreds of unarmed National Guard troops be deployed in Washington, D.C. ahead of a truck convoy protest. Their message is stop medical tyranny. It's expected to coincide with Biden's first State of the Union address. That is March 1st. USA Radio News.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
In 2014, sanctions against Russia did not prevent them from overtaking Crimea under the watchful eye of Vice President Biden. Fast forward to 2022, President Biden continues to believe a sanction against a couple of Kremlin banks will deter Russia from invading Europe's second largest country. Former Hawaii Congresswoman and presidential candidate Democrat Tulsi Gabbard on Fox News gives her point of view.
So when Biden stands there and looks directly into the camera and says, you know, defending freedom will cost us, what he really should be saying is looking directly into the American people's eyes and saying, this will cost you. Because these sanctions are not going to cost him or Kamala Harris or the power elite in this country, even the power elite in Russia. It is the people who will suffer, the American people, the Russian people, drastically increasing prices at the gas pump, facing increasing costs at the supermarket, impacting our supply chain. The hardships that people are dealing with every day now with Biden's sanctions plan, we're only going to see that continuing to get worse. And it doesn't end there. This is the problem is you think Russia's not going to respond. You think Putin's not going to respond. He will respond. And it's likely he'll retaliate using cyber attacks on our financial systems, our communication systems, on our basic infrastructure. Biden will then be forced to respond. Putin will then be forced to respond. So we end up in this endless tit for tat that leads us where? To this looming threat and likelihood of this thing going nuclear.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This can be slide in.
One of today's hot
last day. God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Now, class, yesterday we mentioned that this thing with Russia is very, very serious. And we told you that, you know, Russia has on the border tanks. They've got planes. They've got mortars. They've got cannons. They've got ships in the area. They've got 190,000 troops. They have built hospitals, field hospitals. They are transporting blood to be at the ready. They are serious. They have invaded Ukraine. And yesterday I said that there will be increases in prices of everything and shortages of everything that you want to buy. This is really, really serious. So all the things that we've been teaching at USA Prepares are all of these events are coming to fruition. It's here. It's now, and it's getting worse. I thought that we wouldn't be getting out of this COVID pandemic genocide for 20 years. Gwyneth mentioned if we're lucky, it'll only be 20 years. I'm paraphrasing. If we ever get out of it. Those were her thoughts. And I agree with her. I really do. And to mention why you need to buy a size 10, 11 when you are a size 10. That, Gwyneth, I know you haven't seen that part of our book, but it's in our book. The answer's in our book. And it is the 10% less theory. Our 10% less theory. What the Chinese have done is whatever the material it takes, the absolute minimum that it takes to make a product, the Chinese make it with 10% less than that. So they make it with less than the minimum, which is why it's substandard. So if you're a size 10, you've got to bump up to a size 11 because they've subtracted 10% from the original size. So a size 10, in real terms, they make as a size 11 because they took 10% out of the size 10. It's not you, it's them. That's the answer. That's why you have to go to a bigger size. And it's not just you. It's me. It's our children. And the Chinese have, with the assistance of people like the plagiarist and people like that who have sold us out, those are the people who have encouraged the importation of these cheap, defective, substandard Chinese products. They have. And, class, if you want to know what Gwen's talking about, just buy socks that are in your size. And you will find that your feet are being pulled tighter and tighter. Your toes are being pulled inward because your size sock, made in China, is too small. The socks that they make, they're thinner, and they call them lightweight. Lightweight, meaning less material in them. They don't go as high up on your calf as American-made socks do, or Australian-made socks. That's the 10% rule. But in socks, it's not 10%. It's more like 20% less. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, I don't think we make socks here in Australia anymore.
Right. I used to buy a sock. It was at Sam's Club, and it's called Gold Toe. And they used to be on sale, and you get a 3-pack, and they were fairly priced. And they would last 10 years. Now you get a Chicom sock, one of these substandard, thin, lightweight, smaller than it's supposed to be socks, and they wear out in less than a year. But that's okay. We got plenty of room in our landfill to store all these used socks that are made with synthetic fibers that are never going to decompose. That's what China's doing to us. And people like the plagiarist have encouraged the importation of all this substandard junk. And by the way, Mr. Plagiarist, when we end up in a full-scale war and we have to beg the Chinese for bearings so we can participate in this man-made war, we are going to be at a serious disadvantage. Because for the 50 years that you've been plagiarizing and been at the public trough, we have shut down manufacturer after manufacturer. We used to have bearing companies like Bauer, Timken, and other bearing companies. Do we really make bearings anymore? Just try to find a U.S. manufactured bearing for an alternator or a wheel hub or a wheel axle or anything else that's in your vehicle. Just try to find one. Now, you can find them with U.S. manufacturers' names, but on the side of the box, it says, make in China. No kidding. No kidding. They've done it to us. Our sellouts, our politician, if you look at the dictionary now, there should be synonyms for politician. And they should be like traitor, treasonist, seditionist, sellout, bribe taker, felon, murderer. Words like that should be synonyms for the word politician. Gwyneth?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And there's only a very, very few exceptions to that rule here in Australia. The ones that immediately spring to mind are Senator Pauline Hanson and Clive Palmer. And, you know, they if every Australian was exactly like Clive Palmer and Pauline Hanson, our country would have no problems whatsoever. You know, because Clive Palmer makes ads and he puts them on YouTube. He's a mining millionaire. He's, so he started out with a little mine and then he found some minerals and then sold them and then bought a bigger mine and then a bigger mine. So he's actually operated a business, which is a mine. And now he's made billions of dollars with his mine. And so he knows how to run a business. Yeah, and Pauline Hanson is a businesswoman. She ran a fish and chip shop. And she made, you know, better fish and chips than anybody else. And then she would, you know, discuss politics with her customers who came in for their fish and chips. And then they said, here are some good ideas. You should run for office. And she said, yeah, I think I will. And so she ran for office. Now, I don't think that many other people who are in politics have actually run a business. But I think that the reason why Clive Palmer, a politician who, you know, doesn't quite buy into all of the rubbish, and I think the reason why Pauline Hanson is also a politician is there to make a difference and doesn't want to buy into all the rubbish is because that both owns businesses. And the thing about owning a business is it teaches you to not put up with nonsense. Because if you begin putting up with nonsense in your business, you're not going to have a business for very long. And if you're somebody who studied geology and knows how to run a mine, that actually takes brains. Now, you might, you know, have a debate all day long on the ethics of mining, but the fact is that we need minerals. We need nickel and iron to make nickel-iron batteries, and we need, you know, various other minerals to do all sorts of other things in our lives. We need lead, and we need silver and gold and all these other things. From somewhere, and it comes from a hole in the ground. Now, I think the reason why most of these other politicians haven't got a clue is because they've never actually been in the real world, and they've never had, they couldn't run a chicken house. And that's the truth of it. Does that make sense, Vincent?
It absolutely positively makes sense. And just before the broadcast, we had to, and it's freezing cold here. I mean, it's like 15 degrees. It was a little cooler than that even overnight. And last night, I made sure that the chickens were covered. The chicken house was covered almost completely so that the wind wouldn't kill them, you know, the freezing cold wind, and that the infrared incandescent 125-watt light bulbs, the two of them in there, were over the chickens' roosts so that they could stay warm. That's what we do. That's running. That's a small chicken house class. It's, you know, less than a dozen birds. And this morning, you know, in the middle of the night, looking out the window to make sure that both light bulbs are on and one didn't burn out so the chickens wouldn't freeze to death, and make sure, and then this morning, making sure before the broadcast that the chickens are okay, making sure we had wood in the wood stove so we have heat for the broadcast. Those are the kinds of things that Gwyneth does, we do, And politicians have no idea. Politicians have a deadly allergy. They are allergic to work. They're allergic to work. They think lying to you and me and everyone that's within earshot of them, they think work is lying to us. They don't even know they're lying. They are so defective that that's all they know how to do. And literally, they go to school to learn how to lie more. And if you listen to the words that politicians say, it's meaningless. They say the words with emphasis, so you might nod your head and go, yeah. But what they've said is meaningless. We've got to work together. We've got to fight for our freedom while they're stealing your freedom. We've got to do a better job. Meaning they have failed at everything they've done, so now they tell you, yeah, we have to work together and we need to do a better job. And they are the failure point. It makes me sick. It makes me absolutely sick. And class, if you're wondering, have I done anything about it? Yeah, I have. I've run for the board of directors for an electric cooperative 4 times, and no one's gotten fewer votes than Vincent Finelli. No one. And I was up there with a bunch of buffoons, and all they would do is say, well, I'm from here, my mama's from here, my dad, I was born right up there on the corner. I appreciate your vote, thank you very much. And they win. Me, I'm talking about solar activity, solar flares, plasma from the sun, taking down the grid, protecting the grid. Building solar arrays, having individuals contribute electricity like we do on our farm, so that we'd have some modicum of electricity left over when the grid collapses and the power generation feed to Laclede Electric collapses, and we need to generate our own electricity and have it already in place before that happens, they laugh at me. So they keep reelecting these buffoons. I ran for school board office. And my campaign was, consider voting for Vincent Finelli, the only candidate who won't make your child urinate in a cup. I published that. It was in the newspaper. And people laughed at me. And they elected, woohoo, a felon. Class, we cannot win. The only thing you can do is protect yourselves and your family. That's it, period. Nobody's coming.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
With my anger, things that I see happening. And I was taking a shower this morning before the broadcast, and the white noise, the shh kind of the shower head. I use a high-pressure, low-volume shower head. It doesn't use a lot of water, but it's kind of like getting under a pressure washer. And a lot of mist. And I'm able to think clearly at that time. And I was thinking about George W. Bush, also known as George W. Bush, former president of the United States of America. And he said that the law of No Child Left Behind Act of 2001, the law, which is the No Child Left Behind Act of 2001, was the cornerstone of his administration. The quote is, the law was, quote, the cornerstone of my administration, end quote. No Child Left Behind. And I was in the public training camp as a teacher at that time, just after that. And I was thinking that No Child Left Behind, that's not right. It's No Child Has a Chance. And I went around saying, No Child Left Behind is really No Child Has a Chance. And I'd also say No Child Left Behind really means no child can get ahead. But that wasn't right. George W. Bush was absolutely right when he said No Child Left Behind. And what he meant, in my opinion, was that in the dumbing down of the United States of America's children, no child will be left behind in the dumbing down, which is actually correct. He was right. And if you look at people today who were educated in that era around 2001 and later, they're really hampered by common sense. They can't add, they can't spell, they can't subtract, they can't estimate, they can't get from here to there without a phone to give them a map and step-by-step directions. They don't know what traction is. They don't know what friction is. They can't change the oil in the car. They don't even know how to look at anything under the hood. And if something goes wrong and they have enough intelligence to pull the lever to raise the hood, they don't even know what they're looking at. They're so dumb and so dumbed down that spare tires don't even come with a great proportion of cars anymore. Because why would you want to change your tire? Just call somebody. That's what the phone's for, right? I'm furious. Gwyneth, I can't believe it. But this is where we are. And these are the people that are going to pull us out of this morass that we're in. It's not possible. They're not smart enough. They don't even know how dumb they are. Gwyneth?
Yeah. There's no way out. The thing is, Chris does mention something on his show today, which I wasn't aware of, but I can see the sense of it. And that is that the planet Pluto, exactly where it was at the moment, where it was when the United States was founded, and that's called a Pluto return. And what that means is that when a planet comes around to its return, you're forced to face that issue. Okay? And what Pluto is responsible for as a planet is destruction and regeneration. And we're having to face the destruction and regeneration of our entire civilization. And the regeneration may happen, but if you have not done the right thing, then you're not going to get a chance to do the regeneration. You're just going to be destroyed. Which I operate. And the thing is that this has been known for, I mean, we haven't known about the planet Pluto for thousands of years, but the ancient people, they had a lot of sense. And when they used to talk about their ancient gods and they used to put particular attributes to their ancient gods, they were trying to teach the people something like psychology. But they didn't have psychology because, you know, psychology only came along in the 19th and 20th and 21st centuries. But they were trying to teach the people some sort of wisdom. So they said, there's this guy over here called Pluto, right? And he's the god of the underworld. He is the god of the compost pile, you know? So you might... You get all the feces and goes onto the compost pile, and it stinks, and it gets full of flies and maggots, but after a while it turns into soil, and then green things grow up. That's the process we're in at the moment. But if you've got too much poison in the compost pile, it'll just die, and it will never grow anything again. That's the process that we're in. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Absolutely. You know, Gwyneth, I was thinking about your latest book, Letters to Vincent, the emails that you sent me. And I was just thinking, have you considered a subtitle for that?
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.